Just under 5% of the state's economy is dependent on Defense Department spending. That might not seem like much, but when you look at numbers of employees, it's astonishing.
5,267 software developers are dependent on defense contracts, and that's 15% of all software developers in the state.
Chris Chimura is an economist who helped the state to develop a computer model to calculate the likely impact of Defense Department cuts and increased spending.
If we learned that, for example, some more ships were awarded, we can put that number in, and the model will tell us how many more people will be employed because of that, what sectors they will work in, and what skills they will have.
Mike Coleman is with the state's Department of Veterans and Defense Affairs. The new model, he says, will help cities and counties plan their economic development and job training programs while protecting small suppliers that could go out of business if a contract is lost.
It's important that all of these small defense contractors are recognized and those that are critical to the supply chain are protected so that when defense spending goes back up, we haven't lost a significant resource.
There was, for example, a Virginia firm that made tents.
Introduce them to international markets, and all of a sudden they were producing tents in foreign markets as well.
The Department of Defense paid to develop the new model, which is free to anyone who'd like to use it, and it's inspired similar tools in more than a dozen other states. I'm Sandy Houseman.